From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanschura. Grunt, The Curious Science of Humans at War, is the newest book by author Mary Roach. And in it, she doesn't talk about what you might think of when you hear the words science and war. Instead of guns and bombs and strategy, Roach writes more about the human experience of combat, things like lethal heat, extreme noise, and maggots, and diarrhea. I'm happy to have Mary Roach join me. And Mary, you describe yourself as a goober with a flashlight. What exactly do you mean by that, and how did it lead you to writing this book about war science?
I was describing myself as somebody who doesn't write about the topics that are in the spotlight. In this case, PTSD and some, you know, larger issues that get covered quite a bit. So I'm the goober with the flashlight, kind of shining a light in the corners and under the rocks and in the places that people don't often think about or look at. So that's what always appeals to me.
Okay. So how'd you get on this topic? How'd you jump into war science?
Not in an obvious way at all. I was reporting a story in India on, at the time, the world's hottest chili pepper, the boot jalokia, ghost pepper. And while I was there, someone told me this pepper has been made into a non-lethal weapon, kind of a chili powder bomb. And I thought, well, I need to report on that. And the lab wasn't that far away from where I was, so I went to this Indian Defense Ministry science lab, and that kind of thing appeals to my goober sensibilities. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing over here? And there was a guy working on a leech repellent. All of that led me to think that military science was a little more esoteric than I might have imagined, and that it covered topics that you don't necessarily think about when you think about war.
Mary, when most people think about maggots, it literally, or I guess I should say, it figuratively makes their skin crawl. So how are we using them to actually help people heal?
Literally works too. The reason maggots are in this book is that there's a therapy that involves live maggots, and this came out of a discovery in World War I. There was a field doctor who was, patients were coming in who'd been lying out in the field with wounds, coming into this field hospital, and some of the wounds were infested with maggots. And of course, people were horrified, as people are when they see maggots in a wound, and they were cleaned out by the staff, the hospital nurses and doctors. And this surgeon, William Baer, noticed that these wounds seemed to be healthy underneath the maggots, that there was new pink skin growing in, that there was no infection. And he saw this so many times that he thought the maggots seemed to be doing something helpful and helping the wounds heal. And what they do, in fact, maggots selectively eat dead tissue. So if you have a wound with dead tissue, it's very helpful in the healing to get rid of that dead tissue. And the maggot is an FDA-approved medical device, the live maggots. If you're somebody who's had a stubborn wound that won't heal, and the alternative might be to amputate the foot, you're welcome in those maggots.
I understand, Mary, inside your closet, you have something kept in a sealed bottle. It's double bagged, and it's in a box. Fill us in. What's this about, and how'd you get your hands on it?
Yes, that is a non-lethal weapon, a stink bomb, you could call it. And it is something that was developed for the military by Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. And it's called Stench Soup, and it is said to be the most horrific, repellent, hideous smell out there. It's kind of a sulfuric, but more, kind of an oniony, sulfury, vomity, just everything horrible altogether kind of smell that will make you gag. If you're making a stink bomb to, say, disperse crowds or keep people out of a cache of ammunition, or for whatever reason you need to repel people with an odor, you want it to be an odor that is unfamiliar, because that creates fear. I don't know what it is, and I can't identify it. It may be dangerous. So people tend to back away and get out of the area. So that's important too. Anyway, so I was at Monell Chemical Senses Center, and Pam Dalton, who runs that lab, made me a little sample of it. She shipped it back to me, yes, in a container with activated charcoal to absorb the odor, and in a box, and you know, multiple layers of odor containment. And I haven't had the nerve to open it up.
Mary, you really jump around a variety of fascinating topics in this book. What's the weirdest thing you came across when you were writing Grunt?
Not necessarily weird, but surprising to me and really cool was I was at Walter Reed when surgeons were repairing a man's urethra. He had stepped on an IED and had damage to his legs and his genitals, and they were repairing. I mean, it was minor damage, but it was to the urethra, and that's, you know, that's the tube that you urinate through. And they what they were using to patch it was a rectangle of tissue from the inside of his cheek, because that tissue is used to being moist. And if you just took a patch, say, from a patch of skin from the underside of the forearm, say, that's nice. It's hairless. It's thin skin, but it's not used to being wet all the time, and there can be problems with the tissue kind of degrading. So this tissue in the cheek is perfect for building a new urethra. And I love that somebody thought, hey, what about taking a patch of his cheek? Let's try that. I mean, that's how surgery progresses. Somebody has an idea, and they try it out. And in this case, it works very well.
Mary Roach will be in Traverse City on Wednesday, June 7th. She'll be talking about her most recent book, Grunt, The Curious Science of Humans at War, at the City Opera House as part of the National Writers Series. For more information, go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. Mary Roach, thanks so much for joining me today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
This is The Green Room. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.